Question number three.
The Sporting News compiled a list of the worst starting quarterback in the history of every NFL franchise. For the Minnesota Vikings, they selected Spurgeon Wynn. Common, do you agree that Spurgeon Wynn is the worst quarterback in Vikings history?
Oh, I don't know. That's the name most people toss out there. I'd have to look at the all-time quarterback roster. How did you come up with this question? I'm sorry.
Sporting News.
Oh.
They did a list. They did it for every franchise.
Oh, and they had Spurgeon Wynn?
Yeah. Which I would agree with.
Yeah, I guess so.
At least from what I've seen.
I mean, I don't, I mean, because here's the other thing. You also go by expectations and where they were drafted and such.
Sure.
Some would say Ponder.
I think lots of people would say Ponder.
You know, because, I mean, was he 12th overall? Is that correct?
I think
he was
that's
the 12th
right.
overall pick. Spurgeon Wynn was an afterthought, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was like the third quarterback that year. He was put in on injury.
Yeah, so again, if you're going by pure how their performance, I would actually say Josh Freeman.
Well,
wouldn't you?
That would work.
I would say Josh Freeman. So I'd say Sporting News, or is it Sporting News? They need to do a little bit better on their research.
Do you know who they put for the Lions?
And you know what? I'm always right. Joey Heatherton?
That is correct.
Yeah.
Joey Harrington. Green Bay Packers.
I thought it was Heatherton. Joey Harrington. She was the famous model / actress.
I always loved that one.
It was Joey Heatherton. Here's where I'm guilty of letting past performances and draft picks skew my view, because Harrington was the third overall pick in that draft.
Yes.
The Lions picked him third, and he was obviously as close to an abject failure as you can get. He was our Spurgeon Wynn for the cities, right? And so then when we got Stafford, and he was Harrington-like in his first couple of years, and I'm like, we just did it again. We got the next Joey Harrington 2.0. And now we've got the best quarterback in pro football. Save the audio. You like him, though, don't you? I
like him a lot,
You know what I like about him? I like just gunslinging. And you know what else I like?
Well, he's tough, too.
And he gets on his team. And a lot of quarterbacks do, but he doesn't stand for this not knowing. I mean, he wouldn't have been able to play with Peterson. Adrian. He would not have been into.
Adrian might have needed someone like that.
Yeah. He wouldn't have been this accepting of the running back not knowing the play.
If the receiver runs the wrong route, he lets him know.
Stafford just gets beside himself. It's like, well, what do you do? That's why I like Cutler when he said, I don't do this for my health. I'm not back here. You've got him. Would you block for me? So I like that. Anyway.
By the way, Packers and Bears, both quarterbacks that I never saw play. Randy Wright for Green Bay.
Okay, Randy Wright. I'll do the Chicago. Bobby Douglas. No, because he was actually kind of, he had some moments.
I'll probably not even say the name right. Bob Avellini?
Oh, Bob Avellini. Yeah, it's Avellini.
Who?
Avellini, maybe he was the worst.
Well, that's saying something with the Bears, too. They've had a history of.
And think about the Patriots have so many good quarterbacks. Their worst was probably Tom Brady. Think about it. He's their best man, their worst. Who do they have for the Patriots? Did you have that?
I only wrote these four down. I could print it off for you. Actually, it was a slideshow one, which is annoying.
Yeah.
It is annoying. That's it. For today's edition of Five Questions. Well, actually, three questions, but five sounds like more than four.